Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday tried to bolster U.S. support for his country's fight against Hamas terrorists and other Iran-backed militants in a speech before Congress.
For the forces of civilization to triumph, America and Israel must stand together.
More than 50 Democratic Party lawmakers boycotted his appearance, and thousands of protesters amassed around the U.S. Capitol to condemn the war in Gaza and the humanitarian crisis it has created. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to use Wednesday night's national address to both explain his decision to end a re-election bid and make a case for his record, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's legacy is very much on the ballot in November, even though his name is not, and how his single term is remembered will be intertwined with Kamala Harris's success. She is the first vice president to run for the White House since Al Gore, who distanced himself from Bill Clinton. Harris, though, is running tightly on the administration's achievements.
Unmatched in modern history.
Donald Trump and his allies are eager to tie Harris to the president's record, and not in a good way, calling her Biden 2.0 and singling out high inflation and border policies, among other things. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The gunman in the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump is believed to have done a Google search 1 week before the shooting of, quote, how far away from Oswald was Kennedy? That word comes from FBI Director Christopher Wray during testimony on Wednesday before Congress, a reference to Lee Harvey Oswald, the shooter who killed President John F. Kennedy from a sniper's perch